So, is spiritual way only way to Gyanarthaniruddhi, or can we complement it with anything else? Definitely, there are people who are non-devotees. They've also given up bad habits. Somebody, there are people who are alcoholics. There might be people who are. They give up. Many people have given up bad habits. So, basically, the mind is like a programmable device. Programmable device.
Okay.
It has a particular program. And we need to reprogram it. So now it depends on what program we put on it. What are the new program we try to put on it? Sometimes some people believe that if they are drinking, they give up drinking and they take up smoking. Or they're smoking and they give up smoking, they take up drinking. So now they might feel maybe in their situation, their health condition or whatever, smoking is more dangerous and drinking is not that dangerous. So they did reprogram, but maybe that is not, it's not really getting them out of bad habits. It's just replacing one bad habit with another bad habit. So similarly, somebody might replace one bad habit with a good habit also. So some people succeed, some people don't. Now, why is that? It also depends on the strength of the impressions. It also depends on regularity. It also depends on, what is it that prompts them to go in that direction. So, for example, if somebody is basically a social drinker, then if they change their social circle, that's all that they need to do to give up the bad habit. Just hang out with more sober people, the drinking will go away. Because they were not so much interested in drinking, they were more interested in that sense of belonging and acceptance. If they got it elsewhere, then drinking just disappeared. Somebody might be drinking so that they get relief. They like a break from life's worries, a little bit break and relief. Now, even if they change their social circle, they might not give up their drinking because their need was different. Maybe then they start playing, maybe start hearing some music, and that gives them some relief, that gives them some break. And then they give that up. So, in terms of specific extreme expressions of anarthas, by certain practices, which may not necessarily be devotional, people can give up those habits. But in terms of a complete anarthaniruddhi, that is difficult to do. That is difficult to do because in the conditioned stage, often the anarthas are what are seen as sources of pleasure. So to give them up completely is what am I doing with my life then? That's quite difficult. So now that is with respect to can people change it? Now in our practice, should we complement, say, our practice of bhakti with something else? It depends on what we are doing. Say, many devotees in the chanting, if the mind is just wandering too much, maybe just stop and take a few deep breaths. What happens? The deep breathing itself calms the mind down. The slowness of the breath slows. And then we can chant. That might help. But if somebody says, okay, actually chanting, actually deep breathing calms my mind, chanting doesn't calm my mind only. So why do I do chanting? I'll just do deep breathing for 2 hours. Well, no. Because there are two things. There is pacification of the mind and there is purification of the mind. So deep breathing will basically just pacify the mind. It is not really removing the anarthas. It is just distancing us from them at that particular time. So it is just that at that particular point, that anartha no longer troubles us. So it's more like a painkiller. It's not a curative medicine. So if somebody is in a balanced program, they might use painkiller and curative medicine also. But if the temptation would be the painkiller offers immediate relief, and somebody says, "Why do I need the curative medicine at all?" In general, painkillers are not that expensive. Curative medicines are much more expensive. Antibiotics or whatever. So similarly, when we do something to just which will brings us temporarily to sattva guna, that might seem easier. Like there are people who do laughter therapy. Now we might laugh at it, but those who do it, they get some relief by it. It's not that they are just being foolish. But the thing is that if they start thinking this is all I need to do, then that is a problem. So it's a painkiller. And now with respect to these, it's best to do what one needs to do. Don't campaign for it, don't campaign against it. Because each person's pain might be different. So a painkiller that works for me may not work for you. And that may not work for you, may not even need it. But I need it. So, but if I start campaigning for it, then I'm just burdening people with something which they don't need. But if you campaign against it, then you are depriving me of something I need. So it's best that if there are certain practices which calm our mind down, then we can adopt them. It's not that it's only when we start seeing them as alternatives to bhakti. That is when it becomes a problem.
So staying on the